Lines in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
The OTAs continue here in Berea, and this show takes you inside them. Another workout today. You're going to hear from Mark Whipple, the quarterback's coach of the Browns, on this show to talk about the position that has gotten the most talk since offseason workouts began. Quarterback spot. He'll break down Brandon Whedon. He'll talk about the overall position and really give us some good insights as to what is happening day-to-day on the field. You're also going to hear from T.J. Ward, safety for the Browns. Jameer Howerton sits down with T.J., and he's going to talk about his coming back from injury, how he's feeling out there. He's been out at practice, getting himself healthy, first of all, for the OTAs, but then for, obviously, the rest of the way, a guy who missed more than half the season last year. And thoughts about the Browns' defense in general. The strong suit of the team last year got to be a stronger suit this year. So TJ will talk about that with us. Always going to answer your questions and share your comments on this show, the ones you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. You can also get involved with our voicemail line. We'd love to hear from you there. 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Locally, it's 440-824-6134. But we've got a whole bunch of questions from social media, or comments from social media, and both, and we share them on the show. Ron from Facebook, I think he was talking about Greg Little. He said, I think Greg Little, on the drops last year, surprised that the ball actually got to him, and that's why he dropped some passes. Things should be better this season with a stronger armed and more accurate QB. Well, I don't think it's surprise over his doubting that the ball was going to get there that leads to a drop. A drop is a drop. Concentration's concentration. And Ron points out consistent passing will improve the receiving core as a whole. I agree with that. Accuracy. And again, Little continues to just look good with his overall physical presence, overall concentration, seems to hang on to the ball pretty well, runs his routes very well. And this is something also to get into with Coach Whipple on this show, is just how much the receiver's performance is influencing how well the quarterbacks are throwing the football, or how it looks, not just Brandon Whedon, but the whole group. Guys are more wide open. We talked about this on last night's show with Doug Deacon. Sean via Facebook, if Little and Carlton Mitchell both step up with Whedon and Trent Richardson, we could be on to something. Time will tell. Yeah, it will take definitely more than Greg Little to be the key guy. And I think realistically, with any team, even a team with more accomplishment or more success on a consistent basis than this Browns team has more than one guy in the receiving core making plays. We all understand that. So it will absolutely need to be a couple of people. I think Carlton Mitchell isn't a bad thought there, but we have to see it. It's a clean slate, a wide open board with him to see what he can do. I want to see what Mohamed Massaqua can do, too. I want to see that guy be consistent, healthy, and what he does with, to go back to Ron's point, with the more accurate or better passer, and how that those two elements work together. But I think it's the receivers that help the quarterbacks as well. And if it is with Whedon, as Sean is talking about here, and Trent Richardson's presence, the better running game makes for a better passing game, on and on. O-line's got to step in and step up and do its share as well. And Mitchell Schwartz has been looking good at that right tackle spot. He clearly, he comes into this with that whole Cal background of intelligence. I'm going to get off on a little bit of a tangent here, but it relates to the point of the offense as a whole. If he's the most gifted athlete and a more gifted athlete, he's not available early in the second round. He'd have been gone probably by the time the Browns were able to get him. But I think the key was figuring out a guy who knows his stuff. You can go a long way with a player, especially a rookie, who knows what he's doing on the offensive line, who knows what he's doing at a complicated position such as tackle, and he's lining up there at right tackle and learning what he's supposed to do. Let's use an example, what we could see from OTAs. A Ryan Miller, who is working at left tackle as opposed to right tackle, that's a tough spot to put a rookie in. The blindside spot, where you're facing the best pass rusher that the defense has, and you're against the Browns or any defense, you're facing, and in OTAs with veterans there, it's not just a rookie exercise anymore, that the challenges are steep and the responsibility is steep. And he's looking like a rookie at that spot. And he's a guy who we know played guard, has a lot of background at guard that he had in college, and for the NFL he's 6'7", so playing guard in college he could get away with maybe being not as low as a typical guard needs to be, but at the NFL level he's a tackle, he's physically a tackle, and that's what the Browns, how they've been utilizing him obviously in these workouts. But that's the difference. I mean, you see a Mitchell Schwartz doing his thing, and you can see a more ready player, just as the Browns were projecting him to be as their second round pick. Josh, via Facebook, I still don't understand why we didn't go out and sign a number one receiver on the theme of this receiver. And well, the answer to the question is they didn't, and I don't think to sit here now and say it's going to short-circuit the season or be a major problem. I mean, it remains to be seen how much of an impact, how much damage it might be to have not addressed that position in the way that a lot of folks wanted it to. But what you clearly see this team banking on is what we're seeing in practice. We're seeing receivers performing, the ones they have, performing better than they did. Now, is that saying something? Is that saying that as a group, this stacks up with, an outstanding top-level NFL receiving corps? I don't know that, and I wouldn't dare say that based on how the passing game performed a year ago. But I'm willing to believe that better quarterbacking and better and more accountability among these receivers, the work they've done in the offseason to make themselves physically better, each individual, and then working with the coaching that they're getting and the scheme, the way the scheme is being put together with Brad Childress and Pat Shurmur and the coaching staff, I think all those elements contribute to making this a better receiving core. If it's substantially better, if it's just better than what we saw last year, I think you can feel good about that. That's what the whole idea, to your point, Josh, of being frustrated that they didn't sign a number one guy, as you put it, believing that Greg Little's the number one and he's going to have that spot, is what they did. But to your point, that was to your whole thought is make the receiving corps better by bringing in somebody to fill that role. If you get better another way, you still get better, and I think that's that, to me, that works for me. All right, we've got a conversation coming up with the quarterback's coach of the Browns. He is Mark Whipple, and he's going to join us in a couple of minutes. We're going to hear from Coach Whipple, going to talk about Brandon Weeden, going to talk about the rest of the quarterbacks. That is up next on Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty has been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
White Knights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday at Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Hey, sports fans. Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart with a shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn Pro Points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card for Drug Mart cash or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything you need.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband Team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Lincoln Financial presents the Chief Life Officer Business Update.
Chief Life Officer Frank Oskerson is encouraging his entire company to go green.
Kids, turn off the lights when you leave the room and shut the front door. We're not air conditioning the entire neighborhood.
I hear whales clapping. This Chief Life Officer Business Update brought to you by Lincoln Financial, where your life is big business. Take charge at lincolnfinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and in New York, Lincoln Life and Annuity Company of New York, Syracuse, New York.
Get ready to support Team USA. Even if you can't make it to the 2012 Olympic Games, you can still be a winner. Visit your local BP station to get an official game card. There are over $1 million in total prizes available, including BP gas for a week or even gas for a year.
No purchase necessary. Gas for a year awarded is $3,245 in BP gift cards. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and over, except New Jersey and Virginia residents. Void or prohibited and in New Jersey and Virginia. Full rules, prize details, and information on free entry at participating BP stations or bpusathletes.com while supplies last.
Back with you on this Football Thursday edition, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We're very happy to have with us now Browns quarterbacks coach Mark Whipple. Welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, great to see you, Vic.
So you've been working with the OTAs now and got a couple of more weeks of these off-season workouts. But through what you did today, give me a feel for the amount of material that the quarterbacks, all of them, are working with. How much can you present or do you present when you got, you know, the range from a rookie to a veteran like Seneca Wallace in this group?
Yeah, Vic, the benefit really for, like, Brandon was having the five practices at rookie mini camp. So really this was kind of his 10th day. And then Colt was never exposed to it. He said to me the first day out there, "Hey, this is the first time I've had OTA. You know, what do we do?" You know? And so I'm going, "Whoa," that's kind of where we're at. But every day they've gotten better. The guys have played well. You know, we don't have that many reps, so Thad gets shorted a little bit, Thad Lewis, but every day they're getting better. the defense has given us today with red zone, for example, we added a few new concepts, a few new schemes, but then they added a few new coverages. So there's other things they're expanding on that's going to help us progress as a top-notch NFL quarterback. You got to see it all, and it's given our guys an opportunity to do that.
So by the time that you're done with this stuff in a couple of weeks, will they have been exposed to as full a exposure of the game plan, or I should say the playbook, as you can have, or how much will be left for training camp?
Yeah, I think that's always the give and take, you know, that Coach Pat and Brad and I've talked about, is how much are we exposed, not only Brandon, but Colts. Obviously, Sen's been around a lot longer, but I go back to that question is like what I talked to Mike Holmgren about, and he knows better than anybody. And I said, is it about 3 years? And he said, yeah, it's about 3 years, I believe, for a guy to get all the reps in OTAs, the season, preseason, maybe playoff game, for a guy to really say, okay, I understand all this. Mm. So, and it really hurt Colt, knocked him back without having the OTAs and this kind of whole session. So, where he's really improved in his fundamentals and his footwork and decision-making, and, Brandon's working on that. That's just a huge component of the West Coast offense. But as you're putting in schemes, hey, what comes first? Yeah, he's got to know where to go with the ball, and then we've got to get the footwork timed up, and that's still a work in progress. But he's certainly got all the abilities to be a real good one.
Yeah, let's talk about Brandon Whedon, because starting with the rookie minicamp and through now, a lot of the discussion for him has been working under center in these sessions versus working in shotgun mostly, as he did at Oklahoma State. So that seemed to be like job one, trying to get that conversion and get the comfort level with him. How has that process gone?
Yeah, that's been really good. Yesterday was the first time we did any shotgun, and his timing was off, and he kind of mentioned it. He said, oh, geez, I'm a lot more comfortable because I've been doing the under center. He did a lot of work on his own, but then during the five mini camps, I believe he had about 105 throws there, and he's probably had that many since then. So then we went to shotgun yesterday. He had a little bit of a few mental errors footwork-wise that I didn't expect, and that was just because we hadn't worked it. We've been working hard on the other aspects, and he's really handled those well.
Is the Browns' version of shotgun offense, is it going to be different than what Oklahoma State did? I know there would be differences in the offense and terminology and all that other stuff, but is there anything that would have thrown him off just besides not doing it?
Well, just understanding, you know, maybe on a full field read, but he's had those. You know, he was exposed to some of the professional level concepts because of what they did down there. But it's kind of like a progressions of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 1, 2, 3 especially. He missed on some of those things back there, but they were new concepts, and then all of a sudden it's a new coverage. Where do I go? But I don't see him. That's just like you say, you go back and kind of scare me. Said, oh, well, you got two more weeks. I'm saying, geez, I only got two more weeks in my mind. And, we could use more of this
sure.
for everybody. And it's been really, really good. You just kind of, and Coach Pat said it today when I had lunch with him, it's just, hey, can you believe we even played without doing this? And I think everybody's got a sense of confidence in this building because of being able to compete daily and to work at their craft.
Mark Whipple, Browns quarterbacks coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mark, Brandon's, you know, a lot's been talked about his delivery, the tight spiral, the accuracy. Just give me a kind of a mechanical breakdown of the things that he's been doing that you see out on these. I know you studied him obviously as a collegiate player, but now that you've seen him in these practices, what are some of the things that jump out at you?
Well, I think number one is he doesn't. Hey, anybody that's exposed for the first time is going to make mistakes, and I think that's a real positive learning experience. But he hasn't made the same mistake twice, so it means he's learning. And that doesn't mean it's good coaching. That means he's got it, you know. And that's been a real plus, because we're trying to expose him to as much as we can at this point. Then he's got the muscle memory during the workouts or during practice. He's also going to have that during the summer. So And the throwing ability is just, he was born with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I never talked to him about it. He just can throw the football. He can throw, obviously he can throw a baseball. And his accuracy, I think the baseball probably has helped him a lot, where he can put the ball, offset it off the defense and the defenders and those things. And as I watched him come out, when he came out of college, I saw a game on TV or something, and then watched all his tape. And then when he saw him in person, when I saw him at the combine, it really kind of jumped out. What jumped out to me most was a lot of guys say, hey, I got to throw with my receivers because I know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm looking at a guy, he was there, he was accurate with every receiver. And he could judge the ability of their speed, their foot quickness, where their breaks, their angles of their breaks, and that's what he's done with our guys pretty much. And I think that's what leads to really good accuracy. He can understand what's happening and process that information. And I just believe he's going to get better every day he's out there.
I know there's a lot of specific rules about how much time you are, as coaches, are able to spend with players during these sessions, and it changes up by the week or by the number of sessions. But what else, like off the field, if you can walk us through what you've been able to do and what you are doing with these quarterbacks? Because I know it's important at all positions, but there's a whole lot of teaching that goes on there, a whole lot of classroom time. Give me a sense of that.
Yeah, I try to get some individual time with Brandon in the mornings in between, just so for his footwork and all those things, and the mechanics and the fundamentals under center, and all the different kind of, now we're into the protection game of what he's got to do that way. We're Colton Senn's been exposed to it. Thad was last year. We get an extra half hour more than the other guys in the morning, and then I get a little more time with Brandon. And then obviously it's just, hey, maybe some discussions by phone when he gets out of the building before we leave today. Hey, we might add this, might do something that way. But I think you try to give him as much as you can. I don't believe you should overload a guy.
Yeah.
And he hasn't. So we're just, every day there's something new that you learn, and we just say, hey, he gets better and better. But I'm a believer, hey, we've got to expose him to a lot right here. So he's got he'll be able to take that with him this summer. It's not going to shock him when he comes back. The other thing he's done a good job with is the verbiage. It's a new language, and he's handled that real well. And you know, means he's been real good at getting in the playbook and studying and the nights, and has good questions. So he's on the right track.
We know about Colt McCoy's basic skill set. We know about Seneca Wallace because we've seen them and seen them play in the NFL. We don't know from Brandon, at least from an NFL standpoint, what are some of the skill sets that he brings specifically to the position that should help him out as an NFL quarterback.
Well, he can throw the ball. He can make all the throws. I mean, the deep out, the deep comeback, or down the field, and the go balls, and the deep angle routes, those things. But as I said, he's also got touch underneath. He's accurate. You know, it's just the exposure of, hey, he'll get quicker with his delivery and quicker with his mechanics once he really understands what the defense is trying to do. And you know, today he got caught a little bit in the day. Yesterday, the same thing. A couple things happened where it was a new coverage he hadn't seen, wasn't sure. Defense did a real good job of disguising it.
Yeah.
Coach Dick had some couple little things that's really going to help him. Today he missed a couple things because he hadn't seen a red zone, certain red zone coverages that people were playing in this league that he hadn't seen. So those things have come, okay, here's what it is. Now we get that, you're getting doubled here, I've got to go there. So it's a learning process, a work in progress every day. But and that's for all the quarterbacks. Each one of them has gotten better. And I don't think there's any question right now we're a much stronger group than we were. We didn't even have this last year, but at the end of the year, our guys, I think Seneca, I haven't talked much about, has really, really done a nice job, has really done a good job. Thad is much better, because we had a lot of time before the draft, or when it started, we had the hour or two sessions were there.
Right.
And that phase one, I guess they call it, and that was very beneficial for those guys, because they hadn't been exposed to it. So we went back to the fundamentals, and I think it's all shown up, you know, when you watch the tape, when you watch them, see them play in the mornings.
for all of your quarterbacks, I think one thing that's also been very beneficial is how your receivers have responded to, you know, the work they've done in the off season and coming in and, you know, remaking their, like a Greg Little, you know, the, so much talk about how he's remade himself physically, Mo Massaquah. These guys look impressive. They seem to move quicker, more efficiently. And I would think that for all four quarterbacks, being able to throw routes to guys who are maybe doing their jobs better and faster. I know you're the quarterback's coach, but you certainly pay attention to how the receivers are running routes, too.
Yeah, those guys have done a good job. Coach Mike Wilson and Nolan Cromwell really done a great job with those guys, and they're in the right spots. Last year was, hey, they're thinking out of the huddle. Hey, where do we line up? Is it a number split? Is it a plus two? Is it a minus? Is it, you know, what's nasty mean? All those things. We're not thinking that. Now it's okay. Where am I looking at the defense? What am I seeing? What kind of technique? Is it an outside technique, an inside technique? Is it post safety? Is it double safety? What kind of defensive coverage is it? And they're just playing faster, which will make us a much better football, much, much better offense, and much more explosive. And I think we've done a really good job of catching the ball. Our quarterbacks have thrown it more accurately because they know where everybody's going to be. And there's just a better dialogue between our two groups because they know what we're talking about.
Sure.
We can get to that next level, and we're pushing forward in that extreme.
Next time you come back, will you explain nasty to everybody?
Oh, the nasty, well, no, we're still trying to explain it to the receivers. Nasty and snug.
Good stuff. Coach, thank you so much.
Hey,
we appreciate it. Mark Whipple, quarterbacks coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 400 Escapes available. Get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back, or lease one for as low as $179 a month.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single-game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Place to get your tickets is Amazing Tickets. Red Hot Tribe tickets are available for the entire season. Get the seats you want. Great lower levels to box seats behind the dugouts. Contact Mark Klang at Amazing Tickets. 216-591-1800. 216-591-1800. And don't forget, football season will get here before you know it. BrownsTickets.com. Great place to get tickets today. Call Amazing. 216-591-1800 or AmazingTickets.com.
It's time for the MMA Minute. Now, with the latest mixed martial arts news, here's the host of Inside the Cage, Jordan Sherwood.
At UFC 146 last Saturday night, Junior Dos Santos retained the UFC Heavyweight Championship, stopping former champion Frank Mir via second-round TKO. Brazilian heavyweight champion once again showcased his outstanding takedown defense and premier boxing skills, battering Mir for two rounds en route to the win. Dos Santos' next title defense will likely come against the man he took the title from, Cain Velasquez, who blasted Antonio Bigfoot Silva at UFC 146's co-main event via first-round stoppage, is the next in line. Other winners on Saturday night included Roy Big Country Nelson, Stefan Struve, and Stipe Miocic, all of whom made history by fighting on the first-ever all-heavyweight card.
That's the MMA Minute, presented by McCarthy's Downtown, the best place to watch UFC 147 on June 23rd with no cover charge. McCarthy's Downtown.
This could be the biggest grand opening event in Ohio history. The all-new Mentor Mitsubishi, the number one Mitsubishi dealer in the USA, is celebrating their brand new store at 8505 Mentor Avenue. This amazing deal. Incredible savings. Right now, get up to $5,000 off new Mitsubishi. Or how about this? Drive away today in a new 2012 Mitsubishi Galant, starting at just $199 a month. It's fully loaded with plenty of room to seat five comfortably for only $199 a month. Or plug into the future with a 2012 iMEV, Mitsubishi's innovative electric vehicle. It gets 112 mpge and it's in stock now. Hurry in for the historic grand opening deals before their history. Up to $5,000 off new Mitsubishi's, the 2012 Galant, starting as low as $199 a month, and more only at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi, now at 8505 Mentor Avenue, 440-534-5000. See dealer for details.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To the Browns official Facebook page I go. For a question from Mac. He's talking about Greg Little. It's a little more of a comment than a question, but he says he sees Greg Little and Trent Richardson being the core of the offense. I agree with that. He says, I liked what I saw from Little last year. Don't think we fed him the ball enough. Hopefully we pick it up some now and that he's in year two. I think he has the potential to be great. I think he has the potential to be much better than he was last year, to be a legit number one guy. I think he's focused and on that track. Still got to do it. It's just talk until we see it. But I do think all the right elements are kind of lining up for that to happen. And again, I think with a pairing of a receiver and a running back, and when you have a running back who can catch it as well as run it, as well as Richardson appears to be able to do in the NFL, and we'll see, but I think that makes, they feed off of each other. Yeah, if they're the core of the offense, as you put it, they feed off of each other. You can find these classic situations throughout the NFL, obviously. Browns history, you need both. Fortson, via Twitter, asks if the Browns are thinking of grabbing T.O. for a season. I don't see, and a lot of Browns fans are certainly people who submit comments and questions to the social media of the team, are asking about Terrell Owens and asking about the team's interest in Owens. And from what I can tell, I don't see it. I don't know that it makes any sense either. I what do you get with Terrell Owens right now? You get a guy who, and for various reasons I know, but you know, ends up being released from an arena team. And I know that went maybe beyond football, but still, what is he bringing to the table at this stage of his career? Physically, the guy keeps himself in tremendous shape. And on just on memory, on muscle memory, he can do things as a receiver that probably some younger receivers can't do. I just don't think he's going to make enough of a difference to be worth the trouble of bringing in. And I think we know with Terrell Owens, it's you're bringing in more than just a guy who's there to play football. I think you're bringing in a guy who is going to make sure everybody knows he's around for various reasons. And especially with a rookie quarterback, I think that is probably the worst pairing of all. He's not going to be the mentoring type of receiver who would I think work with a young quarterback or positive influence. And the receiving core needs, you know, Greg Little and others could use, I'm sure, I would never hate the presence of someone with experience but who's willing to impart that on younger teammates. I just don't know that Terrell Owens is that going to be that kind of guy and is worth the trouble. And just physically, too, that's the other thing. What does he have to bring? Can he get separation? There were some instances in the Arena League he wasn't getting the kind of separation. I think they played defensive back a little better in the National Football League, just a little. Phil, I think Trent Richardson will be the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. I just had to read that. I thought it was so... You talk about making a statement. I don't even have any comment on that. He just thinks he'll be the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. That's saying a lot. Wow. That's covering a lot of ground, Phil. Brent via Facebook. Brandon Whedon is bigger with a much stronger arm and is more accurate, meaning than Colt McCoy. If he has any ability to read defenses, then Browns fans should be very excited about Whedon. And this, Brent, you heard our discussion with Mark Whipple, is what he's learning to do. And it's still a learning process, even for a guy who is 28, to go through progressions, to get beyond the number three progression. He said right now it's you work one, two, three. You're trying to get him to four and five with a comfort level. And seeing the things that he's seeing, I think a key point from our discussion with Coach Whipple is the different types of defenses that he sees in practice that the Browns present, that Dick Geron and that group of coaches design and then have their guys execute, and being executed by the Joe Haydens and the T.J. Wards and the DeQuell Jacksons and the Chris Goldkongs, the quality people who play in this defense and play within this, not the front seven, the secondary, they are, and when he's working, yesterday it was two-minute drill, and he's working different zone coverages and seeing different things today that he didn't see, that he hasn't seen ever at an NFL level. He saw stuff at Oklahoma State, but he didn't see what he's seeing. He saw stuff in the Big 12. He's not seeing what he saw there just on the field in these OTAs. And it's highly beneficial for him because this is when you want him to see it. This is when you want him to react to it. And I do think he has the ability to make those reads, but I also think it's a process of learning. It's time, and it's in the classroom and everything else. But when you watch him, you don't see a tentative, hesitant, wishy-washy quarterback. You see a guy with command, and more than anything, I think this is the most impressive quality I see of Brandon Whedon. He's so physically strong. You heard Coach Whipple break down the finer points of how he delivers a football. And that's great, and can make all the throws. Well, the reason he can make all the throws, emphasis on all, is because he's strong enough to do that. His power base, I mean, from shoulders to waist, you can just see, and I'm not talking about a powerlifting physique or a linebacker's physique, but I'm talking about, for a quarterback, a solidly put-together man who has the strength to make the delivery of the football without contorting, you know, without really having to do the windup, which tends to be the worst type of thing because everything is delaying that ball leaving his hand and also dictating to the defense what's coming and where it's going. And in all likelihood, the ball isn't going to travel with the speed and or accuracy that it needs to because it's not a natural flowing delivery. It's you're working at it, and when you have to work at it more times than not, you can't consistently do it. You can make some good throws that way, but you can't do it most of the time. From my experience of watching quarterbacks for 1,000 years in the National Football League, Nicholas, maybe I exaggerate. Nicholas from Facebook, nobody can really say anything about Whedon. He's going to put it all in perspective here, Nicholas. Until he plays a game, I'm not really optimistic about him, but let's not judge a player until he actually takes a snap. Fair enough, Nicholas. Fair enough. But I am going to tell you, and others who cover this team are going to tell you what we see on the practice field, and coaches are going to talk about it. That's just what we do. So whether you want judgments, and I don't know if those are judgments, let's call them assessments. You're going to get them. You tune into the show, we'll give you a lot of those. Okay, coming up, a conversation with safety T.J. Ward. Jameer Howerton sits down with him. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Lease one for as low as $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months. Plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com. Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from national recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
What if this were your house?
The corner of Carnegie and Ontario.
And you could be here.
On a gorgeous night off the shores of Lake Erie.
What if you could show your pride?
Fans on their feet in a frenzy.
And cheer.
And they're going wild at Progressive Field.
What if this was the house that you built?
The magic is back!
The Indians play the series finale with the Twins Sunday at 1:05. The first 15,000 fans get a Carlos Baerga bobblehead, courtesy of Medical Mutual.
Hi, gang. Riz here for Gillingham Ford. And they want to remind everyone out there, a little secret in the car business, buying a car is all about you. At least it is at Gillingham Ford. That's right, you. Gillingham Ford is fair, open, and honest. They have been for over 55 years. They've been serving Northeast Ohio with great enthusiasm and honor. They have an amazing inventory to select from. Fiesta all the way to the Super Duty. Gillingham Ford has it all. Gas prices are rising. Let them help out your family. Several different models that offer up to 40 miles per gallon. That's right, I said it, 40 miles per gallon. Visit online, BobGillinghamFord.com, or better yet, stop in and see him. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, between Ridge and Tiedemann Road exits off I-480. Hey, don't miss out on the continuing specials and rebates that are out of this world. You may qualify and you don't even know. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road. Get there today.
Thanks so much for spending this part of your Thursday with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this is the time right now to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Browns season tickets start at $32 a game. That's a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and much more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434, or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And each week through this off season and throughout the regular season, Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player, talks with him about football and stuff going on off the field. For this show, he has a chance to sit down with Browns safety T.J. Ward. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. T.J., it's great to see you back in action after last year's injury. How are you coming along? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Ready to go, real anxious to get the season going and excited about the things we're going to do on defense and as a team as a whole this year. So, really excited.
Last season must have been very difficult for you, missing 8 games. Just talk about that time being away from the game that you love. What did you do? How did you cope? How did you deal?
I just got to watch from a sideline perspective, you know, got to help the players that were fulfilling my shoes. And, you know, it's just a whole other perspective when you're watching the game from the sideline and in the stands. It's like you see a whole other angle. But I try to sharpen up on the mental aspect as much as possible.
Were you able to work out and condition yourself through that time?
Yeah, well, a little bit. I couldn't really do too much on my foot, so I was kind of limited to the bike and doing more things, stationary things. But well, as soon as I got able and I was able to run it kind of later in the season, then I...
What did you do to utilize the time during the off season to prepare you now for these OTAs?
Well, after I got healthy, I went straight to training because, you know, I wanted to come back to off-season workouts ready to go. So regardless of getting ready, using the off-season workouts to get ready for OTAs, I wanted to come back ready for workouts and just get in even better shape and get ready for OTAs. But, you know, I've just been training and going hard right now.
Like you said, you've been chomping at the bit, and let's just talk about some of the Browns' off-season moves with free agency. How happy were you to see the Browns address some needs on that defensive line and acquiring defensive linemen Frosty Rucker and Jaquay Parker?
Oh, I think they were two great additions. They both are vets. They know the game. Frosty played in our division, and I've heard a lot of good things about JP, and I know they're going to contribute greatly. And I mean, that's one of the things we were lacking last year is a pass rush, and against the run we weren't that stout, so I know they'll come in and help right away.
And for yourself and other members of that secondary, you have a new position coach in Tim Houck. What's it been like working with him?
Oh, Coach Houck's been great. You know, he knows the game, he knows the 4-3 defense, and he's really helping me come along as a safety because it's a little bit different than my rookie year where we played in the 3-4, so getting adjusted to the 4-3, he's doing a great job helping me and the younger guys.
I want to talk to you about that because you had Jerome Henderson, who was your former position coach, and he came from that 3-4, and Coach Houck has worked with Dick Geron and Ray Bob. So what are some of the techniques and the assignments that you're learning differently?
Well, 4-3 is you're a lot closer to the line of scrimmage, especially me being a strong safety. It's a lot more man-to-man coverage, and there's different ways you have to approach every play because with 3-4, you have four outside linebackers there. Mostly control and handle the run, so you really don't have to do too much in that. But in the 4-3, you have to be ready for the run and the pass.
And unlike last year where you didn't have an off-season program, let's just talk about the good quality time that you and your other teammates are working and how far advanced will this defense be, considering the fact that you do have a substantial off-season.
Yeah, this time is invaluable, and we really get the chance to see that by not having the off-season last year and just knowing how much we could have learned if we had one. And it's almost like learning the defense all over again, but learning more about it, and because you have more time and you get the specifics of it instead of just coming in doing camp and you have to throw everything in and then you have to game plan right after that.
You guys are a very tight unit, but you're going to be even tighter because you look at the guys that have come back, Dimitri Patterson, Usama Young, Sheldon Brown, who was definitely a mentor for you and Joe during that time, and he's also played with Coach Houck.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're a really tight group. I had a really tight group in college, and I think this is just as tight, you know, from Buster to Hag to Usama, everyone is real close. We want to see each other succeed, and I think the younger guys is getting that sense and knowing what type of group we are, so they're working just as hard.
Now, when you and Joe Hayden arrived 3 years ago, a lot was expected of you as a rookie. Do you guys still feel that expectations placed on you?
Yeah, I think it's a little more now because we've been in the game for a few years, and, you know, I think the expectations coming from our rookie year were great. I think we may succeed in them in some ways and not in others, but going in our third year, this is usually the year where they expect you to pick it up a bunch, become leaders of the team, and just do your role and help others with theirs as well.
We're joined by defensive back T.J. Ward here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Well, T.J., just to switch gears a bit, you're going to be busy out in the community June 10th with the Kidney Foundation Walk. Tell us all about that. Why is this walk near and dear to your heart?
Well, I got asked to do this a few weeks ago, and I accepted it because my uncle, you know, has dialysis, and there's a lot of people that are unhealthy out there, whether it's because of what they've done or they've just been unlucky to have that problem. But I'm blessed to be healthy, and I want to help others become healthy if I can, and I think this is a great way to raise money for that foundation and help that problem.
And also, before training camp gets underway, I understand you have a few summer camps, some football camps that you're going to be putting on. Tell us about that.
We'll have a camp on June 25th in Canton. It's me and Greg. We're throwing that camp, and it's basically just a skills camp. You know, kids come out, they get to do the punt, pass, and kick think we'll have some other drills set up for them, and the winner gets to go on to the regionals and try to do that. You know, that was always something I wanted to do when I was growing up, but never got the chance. But, you know, it's going to be just a fun weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend.
And your second camp is back home in San Francisco. Tell me about that.
Well, this camp is on June 30th, and I just want to do something here and then take it back to my home where they get the opportunity and I get the opportunity to help them out, too. It's for at-risk kids, and this one is a free camp. But, you know, I think it's important not only just to do things in the city you're playing, but also do things at home and vice versa.
That's great stuff, TJ. And as you're going through this offseason program and seeing how you finished last year with 38 tackles, considering the fact that you only played 8 games, what goals have you set for yourself as you're moving forward to training camp and ultimately the season?
Yeah, I'm just working towards perfecting my position, perfecting this defense, and, you know, helping this team win the championship. I think that's what it's all about. We have the players. We definitely have the talent. We have the coaching staff. I think we have everything, and there's no excuses this year. You know, last year we came out a few losses, or if we would have did this or we would have did that, we were one play away, and, you know, it's all good. It's all fine and dandy, but at the end of the day, we still had the L, and, you know, it's time to stop all the excuses and just win.
TJ, well, we wish you the best. Thank you for your time. Back to you, Vic.
Great stuff from TJ Ward. Stop the excuses. Yeah, I liked it. I love the way he put that in perspective, and that's the sound of a guy entering his third year in the league. Those are the types of things you learn with experience. All right, coming up, we are going to answer more of your questions, hear more of your comments that you submit to us via the Browns' official social media pages. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. You are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey Browns fans, Carex Health Brands knows that being a football fan can be tough on your body. If your muscles are sore or your joints are stiff after hours of cheering on your favorite team, try Carex Bed Buddy Hot Cold Therapy products. Their doctor-recommended moist heat is strong enough to penetrate sore muscles on or off the field. Carex Health Brands' complete line of home health care products, including hot cold therapy, medication organizers, and bath safety equipment, can be found at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the roadman said. Attention to Ganley, Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge.
I like a weed-free spread. That's how I roll. So I reach for Roundup Extended Control. Driveway, patio, I spray just once, and it's adios weeds for up to 4 sweet months.
Roundup Extended Control.
It's the one folks trust. Roundup's the master. Anything less could spell disaster. Kills weeds dead and kills them quick. Get yours now. You got weed butt to kick.
Roundup Extended Control.
Want weeds gone? Roundup's the way. The top weed fighter in the USA.
Roundup Extended Control.
Spray once, stop weeds for months. Always follow label directions.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 400 escapes available. Get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Steve Miller to bring us back on this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford, of course. From Facebook, Raymond. As an FSU student, I'm hoping Burt Reed can exceed expectations and at least make the practice squad. Burt Reed, the wide receiver, signed as an undrafted free agent. He's looked pretty solid in workouts. He was more impressive in the rookie minicamp than probably anything that he had done. I think it looks a little, you start, and this is what happens when you're just there with the rookies and you're judged against other rookies at the position, and there weren't, you know, a whole lot at receiver, obviously. He was doing some good things, and that's with Josh Cooper out there and Travis Benjamin. But he was somebody you had to notice then. And he's still someone you noticed even when the veterans showed up. Maybe not as dramatically as earlier. But I think he's solid. I don't know what his future is. I don't know if he's a practice squad guy or what. If he can consistently just do what he's doing and make a little bit of an impression. Like you said, he's someone you keep around and sort of back pocket him for a later... for later use, perhaps. Kevin, via Facebook, and if he's much more than that, you use him for current use, obviously, at a wide-open position. And this is what Kevin has to say about wide receiver. Kevin says, I believe that we do not need to bring in a veteran wideout. I might be the only Cleveland fan who believes this, however, but look at how our offense is developing. I believe that we now have a running back that can take some pressure, a tight end crew that, if healthy, can play well, and some nice rookie receivers. Although we do not have a great wide receiver crew, they can only improve. Yeah, they can only improve for sure. And if they do, as you say, combined with the other reasons you mentioned, I'm with you. And I'm of the belief I would not have been opposed to bringing in the veteran wideout, but I don't see... that player, and by the way, this team wasn't, you know, disinterested in that possibility. That was their targeting, maybe specific people, but when you don't get who you're looking for, there tends to be this mentality that you got to get somebody, just anybody, and I don't think somebody anybody works. That philosophy works. If you get somebody, you target somebody, and then go from there. Fred says, we need a playmaker, not another Josh Cribbs. No disrespect. That's what we need. He goes, I'm very optimistic about the Brownies. I can't wait for our boys to take the field. Let's go, Browns. Yeah. Playmakers can emerge. Vinny via Facebook. Whedon, how about this one? Listen to this one on the subject of quarterbacks. Whedon is all smoke and mirrors. He reminds me, Vinny says, of Graham Harrell. Who's that, you ask? Well, I know who Graham Harrell is, but he says he was another Big 12 quarterback throwing to the best receiver in college, Michael Crabtree. So, to continue with the logic, Vinny doesn't write this, but yeah, Justin Blackmon was the receiver that Brandon Whedon had at Oklahoma State to go along with Josh Cooper, who's here, his number two guy. And by this logic, it's all about Blackmon, and Whedon was just along for the ride. I don't buy that for a second, Vinny. I think it's a lot more than what you're suggesting based on what you can see on the field. He doesn't have Justin Blackmon there, and yet when you see the ball come out and you see it caught and you see the things that Coach Whipple was describing earlier in the show and what we've talked about for a couple of weeks now, several weeks now, with not just yours truly, but other observers who see the same things. Yeah, I it's not about smoke and mirrors. It's about, I think, legit talent, legit arm. Matt says about the so-called quarterback competition, it's Whedon's job to lose, not to win. Mike Holmgren said that with his age, Whedon's age, you can't sit him for a couple of years. Possibly trade in the future for number 12, meaning Colt McCoy. Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. No one's hurrying, and I think you'll wait to see what happens with other teams, other quarterbacking situations, before you might look to do something, if you do something. But we'll see. That's one of those stay tuned deals, Colts future. All right, we want to thank Mark Whipple for stopping by with us. We want to thank TJ Ward and Jameer Howerton and Drew Boatner. We want to thank Danielle Lavelli. We want to thank our standout producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for 3 Deep.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.